this is Michelle Cooper. As part of our ongoing mentorship conversations, we're pleased today to have two RPNAO members here to talk about their experience at the RPNAO workshop on building successful mentoring relationships. I'm pleased to welcome Erin Weeks and Linda Curl.
Hi.
We're just really excited and grateful that you would agree to do this with us. It's, as you know, we've been working with RPNAO on developing the mentorship program. How about you, Erin? What drew you to come to the mentorship workshop?
I'm a very new grad. I graduated in May. Everything up to this point has been somewhat of a mentoring relationship that I've been in, whether it be with preceptors or even classmates and then teachers at school. So it was really interesting to see that there's an actual framework that we can follow that would make the relationship more successful. It was really rewarding. I just had a really good feeling coming out of it.
That's great. And how about you, Linda? What brought you to that workshop?
I was interested to see what everybody had to say and how they felt about being in a mentoring relationship, the great things that would come out of it. Mm-hmm. And also how they would deal with some personality conflicts.
What was your biggest takeaway?
Oh, it was a terrific workshop. So much information. And I think the greatest thing was to really realize that mentoring and learning and preceptorship go the whole career.
We did introduce you to the five-phase mentoring relationship model in the workshop. And what we were wondering is, what benefits did you see of having that model for mentors and mentees?
I enjoyed seeing it put out in those phases because you were able to make a plan and figure out how to make it work. What do you think, Erin?
I couldn't agree more. I believe that it provides structure, which that's something that if it's lacking in a relationship, it can in turn cause them to be less productive. And this framework gives you step by step. So even as a mentee, you know what can be expected of this relationship. It's plus for both sides, because as a mentor, you know what you need to provide. And as a mentee, then you know what you're able to ask for. And together, but it's a teamwork thing. And having the framework allows the team to proceed successfully.
Absolutely, because you're able to set your goal. And when you know what your goal is, the rest of the pieces all fit.
Right.
So you're referring to knowing your why. Why are you entering into the relationship?
Mm-hmm. Why are you entering into the relationship? So you're setting your goal about what it is that you want that mentor to help you with.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great. Sounds like purpose was a big element. Was there any other parts of the model that really stood out for you?
The action plan, how to go about it, what you need to do to achieve those goals.
Now, have you either of you had an opportunity to apply it or try it yet?
I have done pieces of it. I haven't been a formal mentor since the conference. It let me know that I was going down the right path.
It just gives you a little bit of a framework to hang things on and give you confidence, is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Erin, have you had a chance to try it or any of your parts of the model?
Since I came back, I have a permanent posting with a physician where I work. So it's kind of like a doctor's office setting. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I haven't used the model specifically, you know, from start to finish, but I have used areas because coming from there now, I had clarity. And in a way, I do have to use my physician as a mentor in the way of just trying to figure out what she expects from me.
That's exciting. So, it's the whole idea of the mentorship model, it has applications even beyond mentorship.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So is there anything else that when you thought about having this conversation that you would like to say about either the workshop or about the five-phase mentoring model or about RPNAO's mentoring program at all?
I think it's an absolutely marvelous document. And the help is there for everyone and to be able to use it. We mentor all through our lives with everything, not necessarily just nursing. It applies to everything that we go through in the everyday. I don't know. What do you say, Erin?
I agree. It's a wonderful tool, and it does. It not only applies to nursing extremely well, but it does apply to the rest of your life as well, whether it's teaching someone, you know, as simple as tying their shoes or how to skate. You know, I just think it's great to have something to follow. It's like that third invisible person there helping guide you along the way.
Thank you again so much for taking this time and sharing. I mean, I have to say, being one of the co-creators of this with Mary Wheeler, it really makes my heart sing to hear that there's value for you. So, I mean, whenever we do our work, it's about adding value. And I know that's really what RPNAO is about, is adding value for their members. But this has been a mentorship conversation as part of our RPNAO mentorship program. If you'd like to learn more about the mentorship program, or if you'd like to become a mentor or find a mentor, please go to the RPNAO website at rpnao.org.